She stole a crouton from Quincy's salad and gave him her own version of his hard, direct stare. In the beginning, maybe you could dismiss this as a phase. But it's been years now. One shooting is scary. Seven are downright terrifying. We face troubling issues, Quincy agreed. But we shouldn't lose perspective. Overall, juvenile criminal offenses have declined in the last 5 years. And as we've cracked down on drugs and gangs, schools have become safer. That's the good news. On the other hand, he added, as he saw their growing skepticism, some teenagers are shockingly violent and lacking in remorse. And unfortunately, the media distorts that fact. Normal boy kills 10. Perfect family murdered by 14-year-old son. It leads us to rampant paranoia, and if we're not careful, fear of all children. The truth, however, is that the overwhelming majority of children who commit these shootings aren't, quote, unquote, normal. Several have suffered from recognized mental disorders and were supposed to be on medication. Even the ones who weren't under a doctor's care probably had a strong degree of attachment disorder, making it easier for them to contemplate murder. What's attachment disorder? Sanders asked. It's the failure to bond, Rainey said instantly, then shrugged and helped herself to more of Quincy's salad. I studied psychology in college. I remember a thing or two. Very good, Quincy assured her, then frowned and pulled his salad protectively to him. She stole another crouton. He gave up. Everyone needs to bond, Quincy explained to Sanders. In theory, as children we bond with our parents. We cry. Our parents respond to our cry by feeding us. And we decide our parents are good people and love us. We bond. As we grow older, this bond extends to the rest of society, helping us be good friends, neighbors, husbands, etc. Unfortunately, not all children form bonds. The baby cries and is hit. In that case, instead of learning to trust or care about others, the child becomes egocentric, lying compulsively, manipulating others, being incapable of feeling empathy.